Welcome back. Final go-around weekend kickoff. ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM. Brought to you by Vegas Discount Nutrition. Three locations around the valley to serve you better with all your supplement and nutrition needs. Ballpark Frank, Phil Devine, Armando Vasquez, and Tom Barton joining us this week. And guys, I know there's a UFC fight card tonight, but Phil, you had a question for flip-flop Vasquez over there.
Yeah, I've been torn all week. I've been trying to figure this out.
Really?
For anyone that has paid attention over the last couple of weeks during this show, Armando has flip-flopped this year. And you know what? I forgot. I'm sorry. Armando has decided to abandon the team that he loved for years and has switched
to the team I loved before them.
So my question to you, being that you were a 49ers fan for years, since I've known you, and this year you are now a Los Angeles Rams fan, what do you do on Monday night? Rams, 49ers, first game of the season, when just 2 weeks ago we talked about this and you said you pledged allegiance to both teams. What do you do? Have to pick. What do you do?
I have to pick who's my money. Is that what you're trying to ask
Not
me?
Not who your money is on. Where's your
Where's
heart?
Where's your heart?
Where's my heart? Okay. See, I'm very disappointed that this has to happen the first week. But in the
it's
end.
It happened twice a year.
It's going to happen twice a year.
That's what we talked about last week.
I did not want it to happen division. The first week of the season.
At least luckily for him, with the two teams he's got, he knows it won't be three times a year because they're not going to be meeting in the playoffs.
Type of stuff.
Okay, so watch what happens if one of them make it to the playoffs. And it better be LA. But anyways, so I will be wearing my Todd Gurley jersey.
Drinking he's a Gurley man.
Drinking out of my 49er mug.
Because, oh my God!
Because I haven't got a Rams mug yet. But so unless I can find one here today or tomorrow,
I hope that mug is frozen solid and you get those lips stuck to it like
just
in a Christmas
I'm not
story.
Done yet. I'm not done yet.
Go ahead.
Now, mind you, you got to remember that there's a lot of memorabilia in my house that's 49ers.
Yeah, I know. I gave you some of it.
So. And I will be cheering for the Rams most of the game.
Wait.
Just a second.
Listen, I will give you just a second, but you have to understand.
Any
person that is driving in their car right now that has half a brain, that brain is just going nuts right now.
Maybe
How can you logically root for one team for half of the game and then the other half? I'll go with the other guys.
Who do you have on your fantasy team? That's what I was going to say.
Which team has more of your fantasy
the tiebreaker
players?
Is your fantasy
player. I've only got one player from either team, and that's Todd Gurley.
So you're rooting for offense. Yeah, here's he was explaining, Armando was explaining to us kind of, it took all of the break, and I am still confused. But I want to point something out here. You've been a Niners fan for more years than you have been a Rams fan. So when does the allegiance change? And hey, to bring it back to the Vegas scene, a lot of Vegas people might be having to ask this question when the Raiders come here, if they come here. You know, you were 19 years San Francisco or a Rams fan. You're older than 39 years old. Okay,
yes,
we'll just say that. So you've been a San Fran fan for longer than a Rams fan, and now you're going back
again. I guess it's just the allegiance of being from Southern California. I guess that's what when you were a kid, when you were playing football outside, I was Roman Gabriel. I was Lawrence McCutcheon, I know you have to remember some of those names.
I remember Roman Gabriel on an episode of Bewitched for crying out loud, along with Lance Allworth.
Yeah,
so.
Marlon Jackson. You know, so
Young
these
blood.
these are things that I remember as
Fearsome
a young kid.
Foursome.
It's embedded in my head. I remember all this. And you can never go back, but I sure
honest question.
Try.
Honest question. If Harbaugh is here and they got a chance to win the division and they're a good team, do you jump ship on the Niners that fast?
No.
See, okay. That's what I think it is. I think it's the Niners.
At least he's honest about
it. I think the Niners are up the creek without a paddle this year and next year and probably the year after that. I think Armando saw the hole, realized that there was no bucket big enough to clear this boat. And he jumped ship.
So
basically, to summarize this whole thing for the people out there driving around right now, Armando had a high school sweetheart. She dumped his ass and went someplace else, got a life of her own.
Yes.
The person she left him for, he passed away, she came back, and now he's dumping the one that he's been with ever since she originally left.
There's such a nice bow on it, Frank.
I like it.
I'm just trying to summarize it here for people.
I like it.
Armando's significant other is listening at home right now saying, I wish this was true. I wish this was true.
What's her name? Is she friends with him on Facebook? I'm looking her up right
now. How do I hook up this meeting?
I finally know how to get rid of him.
Is that all it took?
Here's the crazy thing is that, in college football, obviously New York doesn't have a team, so I've kind of jumped around a little bit, You could jump around. Never in the same division, though.
No.
That's got to be...
As a Saints fan, two favorite teams are the Saints and whoever's playing anyone else in the South.
Again.
That's what I root for. Like, Thursday night, I had nothing on the game, nothing. But when they missed that field goal, I was going nuts because Carolina now has a loss.
Yes.
See, I know where my allegiances lie. Armando, you don't.
Now, wait. Again. You do not realize how angry I was that they left. I mean, if you remember, there's a new show coming out here soon on NFL, on the NFL channel, about when they left. You will see the anger of people when they left. I mean.
And just like when LeBron left, when he came back, they came back, and now you just, open arms.
But yeah. I was very, fine. I'll go. To the guy inside the division?
I just want to be a fly on the wall in his house Monday night.
It's funny because I was talking to somebody Thursday night, from St. Louis, hanging out, and I said, so who's your team this year? I said, did you follow the Rams? I can't follow the Rams. They told me F off as we were leaving the building. I can't follow the Rams. I said, well, who do you go? I'm a free agent now. He's like, I'm waiting around.
But, go back to the Cardinals.
Lead me the way.
I was going to say, from people from St. Louis, where do they go? My dad was a Brooklyn Dodger fan. He followed L.A.
My dad, too.
He became he stuck with the Dodgers and he was a Dodger fan his whole life. A lot of people switch their allegiance to the Mets. You know what I mean? People do that. I never had to deal with that, luckily, but... What does happen to the Rams fans?
It's actually funny that you say that with the Dodgers, because my father from the Bronx was a Dodgers fan. They moved to L.A., so he actually stuck with the Dodgers, hates the Yankees, loves the Dodgers, became a Rams fan when they were in L.A., and he is actually a Rams and Dodgers fan. He has followed the Rams from L.A. to St. Louis and back. My father... is a man of dignity, not like you, Armando.
But he just never lived in the town where they were. He's never been there.
I just want to be a fly on the wall for watching that football game on Monday night. It's gonna have to be like a thing of madness. So happy and elated one second, but kicking yourself the next.
I hope that we're still on the air. In a couple of years that you guys are on, you'll let me come back on with you when the Raiders come here, and then he's got to have a Raiders jersey too. And then they move him to the NFC West. Just confusing.
He doesn't know what to do. I've actually told some friends that the only way you'll ever see me in any Raiders garb if it says Las Vegas over the top of it.
And it's probably going to be a Chargers anyway.
We may see it, but it's cutting close.
I'm going to be watching the Pittsburgh-Washington game, getting drunk, and then I should be totally wasted.
Even remember what happens.
This really does sound like a bad relationship story. You make up your mind when you're drunk. You figure it out. You're backing off. It's your fault, Rams. That's why I cheated on you for all those years, because it was your fault.
You're going to be talking to the TV.
It sounds like a really bad relationship.
Drunk dialing the Rams hotline.
The Rams are
Jason Jericho.
Todd shouldn't start. Todd Gurley's going to fumble, and he's going to go, why did you ever leave me to begin with? I couldn't hold on to you, and now you can't hold on to the ball.
I'm glad I can amuse all of you at the moment.
Oh, you do.
2 weeks from now, Armando doesn't believe in dinosaurs anymore.
No, what's going to happen?
I'll take the mermaids.
No, the first game he goes to, he's going to have his daughters dress up as mermaids so they can get on the field.
That's it. They will have a chance. That guy's an idiot.
Hey, look, it's mermaids. Come on down. But take off that 49er jersey.
Exactly. Well, actually, that's a good idea. You did order a Navarro Bowman jersey. You also ordered a Todd Gurley jersey. If they get there by Monday night, I just say, don't forget washing them. Just cut them right in half. Sew one side of one to the other. And you two-face it.
You two-face it.
It.
Now you know what I hope? I hope it's like a 13-13 game on the 1 yard line. Last play, Gurley up the middle. Bowman hits him.
They're dead.
And that's it. And Armando just, his head blows off.
No. Even better. Oh, we have to review this. There's an official review. And it's going to take like 15 minutes because they got to look at every angle.
Okay. You guys just convinced me I'm buying a bottle of Crown Royal.
I think it's going to be great when they actually tie. And the game ends in a tie, and you can be satisfied that both your teams are below
it's
average.
The Rams. They do it. They definitely tie.
See, the good thing is by the time the first game's over, he's not even going to know what glass he's drinking out of. Mary's just going to give him something. She's my original one. Oh, you're not my first love.
Because she doesn't serve him the beer, that's why.
We got about five minutes left.
Yeah, you guys just ruined the whole
While I've been having fun making fun of Armando here, we are definitely having a good time with this. Tonight, UFC, you're in town for football, but Tom, will you be watching the UFC tonight?
Yeah, Tom.
Because let's be honest, no. I know there's a lot of talk. Everyone's talking about CM Punk, and this is a guy
the only reason to watch.
Really, and he has.
I'm serious. I say we're straight face.
No, wait a minute.
I'm being dead serious. If I'm in a sports book later, and I'm watching the games or whatever, you know, and the UFC is on, I'm not looking up until they go.
Well, it won't
CM
be on.
Punk's fight.
It's on pay per view.
But
so
you know what I'm
be,
saying.
So,
I'm giving you an example. But I'm going to look up only during the CM Punk fight.
See, but here's what you're going to be missing because, the CM Punk is advertised. By the way, for anyone out there, his real name is Phil Brooks.
Who?
Phil Brooks will be fighting a guy by the name of Mickey Gall. Both of these guys, in all honesty, have no business being in the UFC. You've actually seen a lot of big-name UFC fighters very unhappy about this, that a guy like CM Punk, who is a former professional wrestler, has not like Brock Lesnar, where Brock Lesnar, a big just menace of a man who actually has an NCAA wrestling background. He is qualified to do this. CM Punk, Phil Brooks, is not qualified to do this. And there's no reason, in my opinion, to watch this fight unless you want to see, basically, it's like the Christians being thrown to the lions. This is a guy who has absolutely no business being in a cage, and he's going to get hurt.
Here's the thing. There is a lose-lose situation for the UFC because if he wins, they get money. They get the fringe fan like me going, I can't believe he won. Maybe I'll watch his next fight. They get that, okay? But they lose the real UFC fans, and then the fringe fans like me goes, UFC? Had a guy that never fought before and he won? Come on. You know, they're in a lose-lose with this. They really are.
I'm going to disagree just a little bit there because they will be able to spin doctor and say, well, Mickey Gall wasn't a real UFC fighter either. And I'll tell you what, I guarantee you, every other fighter in that weight class is cheering for CM Punk because they want to be the next one that gets a shot at him, gets a headliner type thing, and gets some money.
And that's the thing.
He's
going to
win.
He's going to win. I think he's going to get hurt. I think it's going to be ugly. But the reason anybody and everybody should be watching this fight is because you got the UFC heavyweight title on the line. Stipe Miocic is facing Alistair Overeem. Alistair Overeem, a decorated combat martial artist, everything. Kickboxing. He's got a history of being a world beater. Stipe Miocic, great boxer, comes in, wins the heavyweight title off a one-punch knockout of Fabricio Werdum. This is going to be a really fun, interesting fight, and you got to love when the heavyweights go down. I mean, when the heavyweights throw leather, it's fun to watch.
And these two guys can throw some leather.
And the thing is, as for as long as it lasts, because I don't think it's going to go in the distance, but for as long as it lasts, or for as long as either one of them has gas, it's going to be fun.
And the heavyweight fight before that with Verdum and Travis Brown is going to be interesting as well because the winner of that one wants the winner of the championship fight. And they both have a good argument for it.
Plus your boy Uriah Faber's fighting.
Very disrespectful. How are they going to put Punk and Gall's fight ahead of Uriah Faber?
Because of what Tom said. It's all about money. Listen.
I haven't heard you all week. Not that it would help any, but...
And this is the reason why you won't hear me complain and you won't hear Uriah Faber complain. Faber's been on pay-per-views before, and what's he done? He's been on the free fights on Fox or something before to try to bump up a pay-per-view. He realizes the CM Punk issue. He's still on the pay-per-view fight. He'll be like, fine, I'll be on there. I got a tough fight. I'll try to win that one. What's best for the organization?
Oh, we're going best business here.
Uriah Faber's always been that type of fella. He really is.
And no,
the thing about Uriah is, and they love him, and he will always have a job with UFC.
And let's honestly talk about Uriah Faber being 36 years old and still being able to compete with these guys. Yeah, his last fight against Dominic Cruz, we called that. We knew what was going to happen. That's not a fight that he's going to win. I don't think we'll ever see Uriah Faber have a title again, but you know that he's going to be the guy fighting somebody to see if they can get into that title picture. He may be a gatekeeper right now, but he's a tough-ass gatekeeper.
No, most definitely. And Tom, when are we ever going to see you handicap any combat sport?
I just told you, CM Punk.
No,
Moneyline.
No. I'm talking on the TomBartonSports.com website.
Never.
Oh, come on.
What kind of?
Wait. You will see it, and we are up against the clock here. You'll see it when they start putting WWE offshore lines.
CM Punk's going to win by Brock Lesnar coming through the canvas in the middle of the fight.
The reason why my site is TomBartonSports.com is because I know my limitations. Okay, I bet on things I can win, not at taking
know
shots.
Know your strengths, know your weaknesses.
Absolutely.
For Tom Barton, for Armando Vasquez, for Phil Devine, I'm Ballpark Frank. Thanks to Big T Terrence as well. Thanks to you for listening. You've been listening to The Weekend Kickoff, ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM, brought to you each and every week by Vegas Discount Nutrition. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you again next Saturday morning.